Running a business is no cakewalk, but with SAP Concur Solutions, you can be ready for anything. You can manage travel, expenses, and AP all on one platform that's packed with AI and best practices, and that delivers it all through an easy, clear, I can't believe how simple that is experience. So, while not much can be done about that guy who never fails to burn the microwave popcorn and stink up the entire office, with SAP Concur, you can easily handle almost anything else. Take control of your business finances today at concur.com. That's concur.com. Working remotely, where you are shouldn't dictate what you do. Work from the road by turning your vehicle into a reliable high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On the network that covers more roads than any other carrier, take your work on the road and AT&T will be there to keep you connected. Connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Why wait? Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi today for free trial eligibility. Based on independent third-party data, number of devices varies by manufacturer. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Now, your ideas don't have to wait. Now, they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, and evolving your passions. They push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Get in touch with technology with Tech Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com. Join Josh and Chuck, the guys who bring you stuff you should know, as they take a trip around the world to help you get smarter in a topsy-turvy economy. Check out the all-new Super Stuff Guide to the Economy from HowStuffWorks.com, available now exclusively on iTunes.
Hi there, everybody. Welcome to Tech Stuff. My name is Chris Paulette. I'm an editor here at HowStuffWorks.com. Sitting next to me, as usual, is senior writer Jonathan Strickland.
Hey there.
And we have some sad news to announce that they're going to cancel Tech Stuff and replace it with old episodes of Stuff You Should Know.
Yeah, apparently we just don't have the appeal of Josh and Chuck. So
we tried to hire Ira Glass to do this HowStuffWorks.com life, but he wasn't available.
And we really wanted to see if someone out there would draw a comic strip of us just like Josh and Chuck got. But
I'm animated and not actually a real person, that was a problem.
So I guess now we can just take the rest of this time to badmouth everybody else, and then we can leave in a huff.
Okay.
Except that this is actually an April Fool's joke. Yeah, it was lame.
I don't
lame.
Believe
we
that they're know, actually taking it.
No. I hope you weren't taking that seriously. If you were, gotcha. So anyway, April Fool's. April Fool's has been really big in the tech sector for a really long time. And there are some tech journalists who absolutely despise April 1st with all their heart.
Can't imagine why.
Yes, with a hatred that burns brighter than 1,000 exploding suns. But and it's because this is the day when a lot of people think they're really clever and they make goofy jokes across the internet. And some of them are really funny. Some of them aren't so funny. And some of them are convincing enough to send the nation into a tizzy every year around this time.
Truthfully, I think on the web, it's gotten to be sort of a situation where everybody goes looking for the funky websites.
Yeah, there are actually websites out there that just all they do is aggregate all the different April Fool's jokes that people notice as the day goes on, they'll submit, say, it's almost like a dig, except it's specifically for April Fool's pranks. And, I think Snopes.com sometimes does it, and mm-hmm. some other sites probably do as well. So yeah, you can just keep your eyes open for that. But there are certain, there's certain websites out there that have made a reputation out of creating funny little April Fool's gags that we can talk about. I've got two in particular I was thinking of that we could chat about for just a second.
All right.
One of those would be ThinkGeek.
Ah, yes.
ThinkGeek, the website that offers various toys and gadgets for the geek you know and love.
And the Mountain Dew swilling cubicle dweller who works on tech stuff.
Yeah, actually, we should go ahead, Neo. That's a good way of pointing out that a lot of the gag gifts, the April Fool's gifts that ThinkGeek has come out with over the years, have to do with caffeine.
That's true.
And Geek's fascination with caffeine. So they're
well, they sell caffeinated soap, and that's not a joke.
No, that really is a product they actually sell. Yeah. So you would that of course makes these other caffeinated products semi believable.
Right.
So you might actually fall for them.
Uh huh.
For example, the first year they ever did any April Fool's stuff, one of the products they offered was caffeinated meatloaf.
I'd eat that.
Yeah, I'm sure you would. They also have offered things like the Caffaderm patch. So it'd be sort of like a nicotine patch. A caffeine inhaler, where you could just inhale your caffeine directly and get that blast as soon as possible.
I'd inhale that.
They also, what about Spaztroids, the caffeinated cereal?
Ah, yes.
So yeah, caffeine is big over at ThinkGeek.
Yeah, they'd probably make fun of, make up some caffeinated mints, except they sell those too.
Yes, they do. And they have plenty of other, jokes that they have put on all of us throughout the years. And some of them have backfired, but we'll get to the backfired one.
I knew you were going to go there.
The piece de resistance, as my uncle would say. But some of the other things they've said that they were going to offer on April 1st include remnants of the Mir space station, an Atari 2600 system. They offered that for a brand new Atari 2600 on April 1st. Wheaton X, which was an operating system created by Will Wheaton.
Actually, I bet he'd get a real kick out of doing
that. I'm sure that he did get a real kick out of that. they offered Duke Nukem Forever. Notice that it was Nukem, not Nukem.
Mm-hmm.
So they had a PC Easy Bake Oven that would attach via USB cable.
You mean that's not real?
Not at the time that they offered it.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Might be now. They also had a USB fondue set, USB tanning center. They're big on the USB devices.
Well, so is everyone else, which is why it makes them believable.
Exactly. Until we get to the backfire one anyway, is the Betamax to HD DVD converter.
Ah, yeah.
So you can convert all those Betamax videos to HD DVD. That was awesome. Now, of course, we all know that's a lie because HD DVD doesn't exist anymore. it's gone the way of Betamax.
Except I think more people are using Betamax now
than HD DVD.
Considering professionals still use it.
Probably. But the one that backfired on them was last year, 2008, they introduced the soundtrack t-shirt. A shirt with a speaker in it that would play pre-recorded sounds. And I think they even had a slot for a card so you could insert your own music if you wanted to.
Uh-huh.
And they had this goofy video of a guy going through all these different scenarios. And every scenario, he had the perfect music to play in the background so that it would be the right mood. So like in the chase scene, he had chase music. And in the fight scene, it was a showdown music. And in the love scene, it was that wonderful 70s waka-taka-wow music.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there were so many people who wrote in and said, this is a great idea. They said, why don't we do this? And so they did. And now you can actually buy a soundtrack t-shirt on ThinkGeek, which before was just a joke.
Well, you know what? I'm willing to bet, having been a ThinkGeek customer for several years, that they would love if they could do that every year and have one product that took off so well in its fakeness that they wanted to actually make it a real thing. I bet they would do that.
Yeah.
They would be happy with it.
I don't think that would have been a burden to them.
Oh, yeah. Not in the least.
Another website that's known for doing lots and lots of jokes,
mm-hmm.
Google.
True.
So not only are they taking all your information and putting it up on the web for you, they are making light of it as well. So here's some of the Google jokes that have happened over the years. There was the Google Mentalplex. That was a device that you were supposed to just stare at and think about what you wanted to search for and then click on it and your search results would come up. And if you did this, the search results were all about April Fools. Mm-hmm. And you got a message at the top saying there were too many voices in your head and it couldn't get the right search results. Then they had Pigeon Rank, which is where they revealed that PageRank, right, where they revealed the secret to their search engine results pages were a battalion of pigeons that would type them up in real time. There was the Google Gulp. That was a drink that would make you more intelligent and make you better at searching on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
There was Google Romance, where you could find your soulmate by searching certain terms. You would find other people who are also searching for it, supposedly. There was a Gmail Paper, where you could send an email. They would convert your email to hard copy format in paper, complete with advertising, and then deliver it to the person that you were sending it to. So essentially it was a letter. Now, granted, of course, again, this is just a joke. And then there was the Google Toilet Internet Service Provider, where they were supposedly running internet cables through the sewer system. And you would thus have a toilet that was hooked up to the internet and would act as your wireless router. And then, of course, there was G'day. G-D-A-Y, which was an Australian-based web search engine that could search for web pages that hadn't even been uploaded yet. They could search for web pages 24 hours before they came to exist because, of course, Australia is a day ahead of us.
True. And weren't they going to build an interstellar base, too?
Yes, there was the Copernicus, which was a moon base.
Ah.
Yes.
You know, you can find all those online still.
Yeah.
So if you are curious to read the whole thing, and some of them have some quite amusing illustrations too. So
right. And these are long jokes. And it's not just like a long joke with a punchline at the end. They're punchlines throughout the whole thing.
Yep. So let's see. You have any more sites?
No, those were the two big sites. I've got plenty of other jokes, but I figured I'd give you a chance to talk for a while so I can drink my tea.
Oh, okay. Well, I started doing research. And I found a list of some very famous ones at the Museum of Hoaxes. And basically, I found tons of them. And, of course, there are all kinds, like the Taco Bell buying the Liberty Bell.
Right.
And some of the other ones. But I stuck with some of the tech stuff, and some of them I had never even heard of. You know, talking about, John C. Dvorak.
Ah, yes.
In PC computing, talking about the bill going through Congress. And apparently it was going to make it illegal to surf the internet while you were drinking.
Right, because you can't drink and drive on the internet superhighway.
That's right. Of course, nobody gets the fact that the bill's number is 040194.
Right.
He wrote this in 1994.
April 1st, 1994.
And the contact for that, by the way, if you're interested, is Lerpa Sloof. Which is April Fool's spelled backwards.
Right.
Apparently, Senator Edward Kennedy's office had to field a lot of phone calls because people said he was sponsoring this bill.
Right.
And so people were calling his office to complain that they didn't want this to pass.
You know, Dvorak's gotten a lot crankier since then.
I know.
But,
I know.
Man, and that was way back in 1994. Think about that. The World Wide Web was essentially 2 years old at that point.
Well, okay, here's another one, actually. In 1984, there was an announcement going around that the Soviet Union was going to join Usenet.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Here's another one that backfired, because it came from an address from Chernenko at Kremvax. For those of you who are probably the majority of our audience who don't know what a vax is, it was a giant mainframe-ish computer from Digital, which later evolved into Compaq and then HP. These giant computers were how you used to get on the internet, and everybody freaked out. They said, oh, this is great. You know, they want to join the global community. Well, it turned out it was a sort of a wishful thinking hoax for a prank. But, in 1990, when they actually came around, they chose Kremvax.
Oh, so
in honor
nice.
Of that as their host name. So
kind of gives you the warm fuzzies.
That's kind of a, you know, all right. You got us, but, you know. But there's tons of those, little stuff, like in 1980, the BBC, and they love their pranks too.
Oh, yeah.
Said that Big Ben was going to go digital.
Yes. Which just makes me think of the Simpsons episode where you see the shot of Big Ben and it's flashing 12 over and over because no one's set the clock after the power went out. Well, how about in 1997? There was a prank going around that said the internet would have to shut down for a full day.
That was my next one.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you go ahead and talk about that.
Well, no, I mean, you were supposed to turn off your machines that were connected to the internet because they were going to clean out, email, FTP and Gopher sites. Again, this was 1997 and people were still using Gopher.
Yeah, they said between March 31st and April 2nd, you should not only turn things off, but if you could, disconnect them so that they would not be affected as the internet was cleaned. And of course, that's just a joke. And that joke dates back. I mean, there were jokes that are similar to that that went back to like the phone company.
When they told you you used to have to place a bag over your phone so that when they blew the dirt out of the lines, it wouldn't get all over your
floor. Yeah, you don't want it to get all over your house.
Well, you know, it was coming from the interconnected network maintenance staff from the main branch of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology.
Yeah.
Actually, it reminds me of another one where the MIT announced that in 1998 they were selling out to Disney for $6.9 billion. And they were going to move it to take apart the entire school and move it to Orlando. As a matter of fact, they accompanied that with a picture of the famous dome on campus with mouse ears on top of it.
Nice.
You know, it was going to have the School of Imagineering and the Scrooge McDuck School of Management and the Donald Duck Department of Linguistics.
Awesome.
Turned out the webpage was hacked. It wasn't actually an official MIT gig.
Oh, yeah.
So
that doesn't even follow the real MIT hack philosophy.
Well, it kind of does, but it wasn't MIT pulling it.
Kind of shows. I mean, MIT wouldn't do anything that would cause damage, and you could argue that by hacking a site, you are, in theory, damaging somewhat. But
sure.
I've got a couple of cell phone related pranks.
Oh, yeah.
In 2004, Virgin Mobile announced that it was creating a line of left-handed cell phones.
Oh, yes.
And all the digital number pads were going to be reversed. And people were immediately excited and thinking like, wow, that's really cool. Let me clue you in, folks. I happen to be of the sinister persuasion, which means I'm gauche, which means I'm left-handed. And while it might be easier to dial that way, I still read numbers left to right like everybody else. I don't have to turn a book upside down or anything in order to read it. So just a little thought would have.
I've seen you do that.
Well, okay.
You can't fool me.
I don't have to, is what I'm saying. I might enjoy it, but I don't have to. That was a joke. And if people had thought about it a little bit more, especially considering what day that announcement came out, they might have figured it out. Another good one, though. Same year, 2004,
uh-huh.
A Swedish newspaper, and I'm not even going to try and pronounce it because there's no hope. But a Swedish newspaper announced that if you shook your old cell phone hard enough and long enough, you would be able to access the new 3G network, even though your phone is on the old network. You just had to shake it. So I'm wondering how many customers lost their cell phones in a frenzy of shaking and like fly. I just see cell phones flying everywhere in Sweden on this day. It's a beautiful sight, although I'm sure it wasn't when you saw like all the batteries and stuff laying on the ground.
Oh, great. You know, in 1999, there was a press release about this company called Webnode. They had gotten this government contract, and it was for the next generation internet. Basically, you could buy a node for about $100 or more than 50 million of them. And basically, the more traffic that came through your node, the more valuable it would be. Unfortunately, Business Wire, this press release went out over Business Wire. They didn't find it so funny. They actually filed suit against the people pulling the prank for fraud, breach of contract, defamation, and conspiracy. So, not really so funny.
No. I got a couple of, actually I have a trio of video game ones.
Okay.
The first one just comes from someone being industrious and going out and registering a domain name. And it was for GTA Chicago, which would be Grand Theft Auto, which immediately made all the fans of Grand Theft Auto think that there was going to be a new entry into the series set in the Windy City. And of course that ended up just being a joke. Another one, which I think is even better, Bungie has a long running gag.
Oh yeah.
Pimps at Sea. They announced this game years ago. I think maybe 2001 was when they first announced that Pimps at Sea would come out. And not only were you a pimp at sea, but it was supposed to have the most comprehensive and deep economic system ever seen in video games up to that point. It was supposed to be incredibly realistic, and it was going to be a real-time strategy game. And over the years, they have occasionally brought Pimps at Sea back as a joke and added more features. So now it's like the most incredible video game that never existed.
It's like Pimps at C+.
Something like that. Oh, okay. Very nice programming language joke. So anyway, the final one in this group is Monkey Island 5. Fans of the LucasArts Monkey Island series. Mm-hmm. I was a huge fan. Mm-hmm. Now, in 2002, there was a group called Mixin' Mojo that managed to contact Dominic Armato. Dominic was the voice for Guybrush Threepwood, the main character in the Monkey Island games.
Uh-huh.
And they got Dominic to record a bunch of fake sound files, and then they uploaded the sound files on April 1st and said that this might be evidence of a brand new Monkey Island game. And the sound files are hysterical, and you can still find them on the web at the International House of Mojo. It's a if you go there, you can find the sound files. They host them there. You listen to them. They're really, really funny. But one of them does give away the fact that it is in fact an April Fool's joke.
All right, then. You know, I got a couple more British ones.
Okay.
1981, The Guardian reported that British scientists had created a machine that would let them control the weather.
Nice.
You know, that means that they'd get long summers, rain. It would only rain at night, and it would always snow at Christmas time. You know, might be nice.
That's and very, basically very they'd, Camelot-ish.
They'd, yeah, no kidding. And they'd also send whatever else to the rest of Europe, continental Europe.
Nice.
And then in 1965, this is going to ring a bell with a lot of you probably when you hear it, BBC said that they were going to introduce smell-o-vision, where they could do things on the screen and then you could smell things. And people called in. They cut onions on TV and brewed coffee, and they said, can't you smell this? And people called in. They said they could.
Yeah, it's amazing how psychosomatic stuff can take effect, huh?
Isn't that nice?
So in 2007, Facebook introduced a new feature. Live poke. If you chose to live poke one of your friends, then Facebook would send a physical person to go out to that friend and poke them. Except not really, because it was a joke. That's an awesome joke. Like, live poke my buddy. And like, just thinking about this person, like, all right, and tracking that person down and then running after him down the streets of wherever. And, no, I have to poke you. Oh, it's awesome. And then here's another good one. In 2008,
mm-hmm.
You remember what happened in 2008 at YouTube? Where every single featured video went to Rick Astley's Never Gonna Give You Up. YouTube Rickrolled the internet.
Yep. I had completely blocked that. Thanks for reminding
you're
me.
You're welcome.
Oh.
And then I have a trio of iPod ones real quick.
iPod ones. Okay.
Yeah. So there was Gear 4 in 2006 unveiled the iRON, which was supposed to be an iron iPod dock. You would dock your iPod in the iron and it would emit steam in rhythm with the music you played.
Uh-huh.
Then you had Pop Express in 2006, and they announced the iPop Bra, which was a bra that featured a pocket for your iPod and controls in the fabric. So imagine changing the volume on your iPod.
Right. Okay.
If only you could have seen what I just did.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I did see what you just did.
Way back in 2004, you had the iShave. Application Systems Heidelberg announced it. It was an electric shaving attachment for iPods. You would slide this into the top of your iPod, and it would turn into an electric razor.
Sounds like a cut above.
Yeah, awesome, isn't it?
Yeah. let's see, got a couple more.
Okay.
1999, they came out with Total Home Remote Electricity, where Otmar Industries of Switzerland was going to let you beam electricity through your house. You didn't have to have your appliances, electronics plugged in. You could even make toast on your roof.
Sounds very Tesla-esque.
Yeah. Yep. And then, this reminds me of your Google mention a minute ago. Red Herring, brought out the telepathic email in 1999. Tidal Wave Communications, Yuri Maldini said that, the technology for telepathic email was created from encrypted communications. Said during the Gulf War, and they asked him how big it was going to be, and he just sat quietly and said, I sent you an email. And when they got back, it said, it's going to be huge. Simply huge. Excellent.
That is awesome.
And I've got one that's really dated.
Okay.
In fact, the New York Graphic in 1878 told people that Edison had created a food machine that would turn dirt into cereal and water into wine. And other newspapers, I mean, Edison was huge. He was the big guy in tech at the time. He, everybody believed him, believed the paper, and they reprinted the story in their newspapers. And basically, the Graphic picked up on it and went, you know, we got all these people.
Nice.
Oh, so, you know.
Well, you know, as I recall, How Stuff Works has had one or two April Fool's articles in the past. You want to talk about those really quickly?
I don't know why you would consider me an expert on those.
Yeah.
Yes, in fact, we have in the past. You won't find them if you search on our site. You would have to search somewhere else, like, say, I don't know, Google, if you were going to try to find these. But you might find an article about water warfare called How Hydro Ordnance Works.
Right.
Or another about how animated tattoos work.
That was very popular.
That was very popular.
Quite a bit of email from that.
And how cell phone implants work.
Also got a lot of email.
Well, yeah, partly because it's sort of semi-true.
Right. Some of these have actually kind of come true in the years since we've written them.
Yeah.
But then there's the one you wrote.
Yes. Last year I had the honor of doing the April Fool's article, and we wrote about how the Air Force One hybrid works.
Right.
We got to write about the latest in airplane hybrid technology. And it was, it spurred a lot of thinking about how heavy those batteries were going to be.
Exactly. Yeah. It's sad because we actually were putting a lot of thought to how would we make this work?
Well, like, I mean,
you know what? It's not really that important. It's a joke. And then, no, but we want to make sure we make it believable. So yeah, there's an art to it.
There, yeah, because you want to try to make it at least semi-believable. I mean, if you're going to get onto somebody else's computer and replicate more than, you know, extra copies of their folders so that you can't tell which one's which.
Right.
Or reverse their desktop or, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
You know, you want it to at least be something that's going to be confusing.
Yeah.
You know, remap the keyboard.
Yep. All these fun little things. Well, and so guys, while you're out there, you know, on the World Wide Web on April 1st, just remember you can't necessarily believe everything you see. Just keep that in mind.
Also, you know, don't fire off an angry email because in 2 weeks you're going to find it funny.
Yeah, seriously. So, well, I guess that pretty much wraps up that topic, except that, it does bring us to that special time that we all love.
Oh no.
Yes. Listener mail.
Can I come out now?
Okay. So, today's listener mail comes from Emily. And Emily says, since you have an affinity for hacks and zombies, Austin, Texas recently had a local hacker tap into the Texas DOT roadside safety signs. The new message displayed on my morning commute said, zombies are coming, head to colder climates. Just another beautiful example of how unemployed super smart people spend their time in a recession. Thanks for the podcast. You guys get me through the day. Well, thank you, Emily. I had actually seen this news story. In fact, I wrote a little bit about it for an article I wrote for the Discovery Channel. And it's a pretty funny one, although you do have to remember roadside signs are really there for the driver and construction workers' safety. So to change those, while it's funny and it's a chuckle, it could also possibly lead to dangerous situations.
And possibly
jail
time. Charges.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it does turn out to be illegal. It turns out that the people who hacked that had to cut away a lock in order to do it. So,
More than one machine.
Right. They did it on two, I think. So that would be a bad thing.
Very bad.
Yeah. Don't break any locks, people. No breaking and entering.
It's not funny when you're jailed for it.
No. Well, not to you anyway.
True.
So that brings us to, if you want to write to us with any suggestions, comments, jokes, haikus, you can do so at techstuff@howstuffworks.com. And remember, we have blogs. If you want to read our blog, our TechStuff blog, you can find it at howstuffworks.com. Just look over to the right and you'll see the blog section. And we look forward to talking to you again really soon. Just kidding.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com.
brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Running a business is no cakewalk, but with SAP Concur Solutions, you can be ready for anything. You can manage travel, expenses, and AP all on one platform that's packed with AI and best practices, and that delivers it all through an easy, clear, I can't believe how simple that is experience. So, while not much can be done about that guy who never fails to burn the microwave popcorn and stink up the entire office, with SAP Concur, you can easily handle almost anything else. Take control of your business finances today at concur.com. That's concur.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.